We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Almost a year ago. This is the last show that we can, I think, do this, Ikey. Defending Super Bowl champs.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Well, until the next time.
Till the next time, yes.
Yeah.
They have the I don't know if it's a banner. What is it? How would you describe it that they have hanging up at Lincoln Financial Field with the Super Bowl 52?
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl banner.
The big, it's big, long down.
Yeah, the one right in Head House Plaza.
They leave that up, right?
I don't know. That'll be interesting. They may take it down. I mean, once Sunday's game happens, they may take it down. Yeah, I don't know.
I would leave it up.
I don't know.
I know Malcolm wanted the whole sign down taken in the locker room and everything.
And now we can move past that and they can put everything back up. yeah, because the stuff in the building, inside the building, should always remain. I mean, listen, they worked long and hard to get a championship for this city, for that organization. You don't need to run and hide from it. You're not going to all of a sudden, you know, change your expectations because you won the Super Bowl last year. But I would say, outside the stadium there, I could see if they took that banner down. They certainly aren't going to take the one down inside the stadium.
No.
But that one in the Head House Plaza, yeah, I could see them taking that one down. You celebrate it for a year, and now you move on. Because, I mean, what are you going to do, leave it up there until you win the next one? I mean, it can't be up there in 5 years. You didn't have a Super Bowl banner that big outside your
– Ben, what do they do with it? Ben Livingston, who has been very very opinionated on the subject.
Well, I struggle with it because I want to keep it up forever. I feel like we waited 52 years for this. Why don't we just keep it up forever? People can say, oh, they haven't moved on. I want to see that thing in 4 years until they win another one and have it remind me of this season. But I also understand the argument for the other side, which is that do we really want to be a team that lives in the past? I mean, we still talk about the 08 Phillies like it was yesterday. Do we want to have that vibe, or do we want to treat this like the Patriots do, where once you win the title, it's over, and it's done with, and we're never going back?
Well, I mean, if we Eagles win another and another, then maybe you'll replace it. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with keeping it up.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
I want it up. How about that?
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't think anybody's going to complain about it.
Ben might.
I mean, you might. I mean, you may get some people to say
we might
move on from it. I don't know.
What if it's up in week two? Like, what if it's up in week two and they have a big loss and people are like, oh, they're distracted? Remember, we said that the Eagles were going to be the fun team, that we weren't going to be like the Patriots. We were going to enjoy success. And how'd that work out this year for both teams?
I've told you. I want to be like the Patriots, dude. I want to be serious. I don't care about all that other nonsense. I don't. You know, and if those guys are smart, they would appreciate and respect how difficult it is to do what the Patriots have done and quit talking down on their success. I would hope Lane and those guys had an awakening by what happened to them this season and realize how hard you got to work and how you can't just celebrate for the whole offseason and think you can come into the season and just flip a switch.
Have an appreciation
for how hard it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. Or else, guess what? In 10 years, we'll still be talking about Super Bowl 52. I mean, we got to figure out what we want. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to constantly harp on this one title and be satisfied with that? Or do you want to be a team that's winning titles every year?
69% on Twitter say time to move on.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we want to be.
888-729-9494. The Giants Super Bowl banners at the front of the link, should they take them down on Monday? Or give it one more day and say Tuesday. Just like we're saying, this is the last show as defending Super Bowl champs. Should the Eagles turn the page on that same thing? 888-729-9494. You can vote at Mark Cerise WIP. What's a better play? You hear this a lot from Super Bowl 52. What's a better play? BG, strip sack, Philly. Maybe better place, not the question. What is
the bigger play?
Well, what do you when you think about a
more
play?
More memorable play.
Well, when you think about what's the one memory you think about?
Well,
and not just the end of the game with the incompletion. I'm talking about a memory other than the end of the game.
You're talking about the two signature plays of the game. I mean, they're signature plays. One is the right before the half, and the other one is to seal the game.
Does anybody else have
signature plays?
Does anybody else have? But some people don't have maybe the first thing that comes into their head isn't Philly, or isn't.
For me, it's the Alshon touchdown. I'll never listen.
So that's your moment that you think first.
I'll never forget how I felt when he came down with that ball, man. I'll never forget.
Was that
dude.
The moment you thought? Oh my God, they can win this.
Oh, we winning this thing.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way.
Oh, we winning this thing.
I feel the same way.
Man, when they scored that touchdown on that next drive, because to me it said, okay, we've just taken the first two drives down the field and put points on the board, but we got a touchdown this time. So the one thing I always think back to our game in 2005 is the blown opportunities that we had. You got to realize we didn't score until the second quarter. Well, we pretty much dominated the first quarter of the game.
And that's how you lost.
And didn't have any points.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when the Eagles scored on the first two drives of the game and they got the first touchdown, oh, man, I can still see the replay of that touchdown of Alshon catching that thing and almost turning while he was in air. Yeah, man, that'll be the play. That's the one I know the chills that went up my body when it was
that
touchdown,
play.
Yeah, that was it.
That's an underrated moment.
And I was still sober then. Like, as the game went on, stuff started going down. I mean, listen, man, you started taking Ike juice by the – I wasn't expecting 41 points on the board.
Yeah, and you don't realize that now you're five Ike juice deep.
Your points came in bunches, man. Hey, they didn't space those things out.
Ben, I can't, are you in tears back there? What's the first when you look back at the Super Bowl 52? What's the first moment that comes to your mind? Is it Philly? Is it BG? Not the last play of the game, because that's easy. What's the other moment other than the last play of the game?
Well, yeah, the last play of the game was whatever to me. It barely even hit me when it happened. It took me like 30 seconds to realize that the game was over. But for me, I think about the strip sack as the moment for us. Now, nationally, people talk about the Philly special. That's the play that people nationally will talk about as the greatest play of this Super Bowl, the most memorable one. But for us, I think the moment we all realized that the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl was the strip sack.
So how about better play, Philly special or
I think it's just
BG's?
What's the greatest moment in Eagles history? It's one of those two. That's one and two. I mean, which one's the greatest one? To me, it has to be the strip
greatest
sack.
Greatest play.
Because the strip sack, to me, embodied the belief, the realization that this was going to happen. I know I burst out in tears for two straight minutes when that happened, because right before that, I was convinced Brady was going to go down the field and win. It was just like the Panthers Super Bowl. It was just like the Seahawks one. It was like every one they had been in that they had won. They always found a way. And when the Eagles got that ball back, I was like, oh, my God, they're actually going to win.
Yeah, see, I still was worried. I looked at the clock and said, they're going to get another shot.
Yep.
But you were right. It ended up being it.
And they could have won without the Philly special. I mean, they were up. They were still winning at that point. I think they could have won. I don't think they win without the strip sack, because Brady has the ball at midfield down 5 points.
Yeah, but here's your problem. Here's the problem. It as far as where it was in the game, you're right.
Yeah,
if
you're
they
right.
don't get that sack, but that's why it's too easy. Even though 58% are saying Philly special, that had more of an impact directly, because you know what it stopped. It stopped Tom Brady from going down and scoring.
Well, some people feel like the Philly special gave you much-needed points, knowing that the Patriots want to get the ball coming out of half.
It made it 22-12, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And here's the thing. When we think about how the Eagles won that game, you knew you had to score points. You knew you had to outscore the Patriots. Like, mm-hmm. You knew you weren't going to win
a
defensive game. So that sort of gives you the mindset of Doug and going with the Philly there and the importance of it, because – hey, if they kick a field goal there, who knows? You may have a different ball game.
Yeah, you're right.
You may have a different ball game.
Oh, totally. Yeah, because they came out after at halftime, and you couldn't stop them.
Yeah, you couldn't stop them in the second half.
Lamont, South Philly, better play, Lamont. Philly, or the strip sack?
We didn't really need the Philly. We only did the Philly because the Patriots did it first. They were starting to cheat. We didn't need it.
Is this Fred Sanford or Lamont Sanford?
Ball,
I'm not sure.
If they play I'm just saying, if they play straight up ball, nobody has to put the fluke plays in there just to win the game. We're supposed to be men here. We don't play little childish and relapse and little playing fluke plays.
Hold on, Lamont.
We don't do that. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to play ball.
So we're supposed to line up in the I formation and just go downhill?
Fullback dive.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, he's saying you could have scored in a conventional way.
Brady started it first. Did you see he did the overthrow catch and he was supposed to catch? He didn't catch the ball, right?
Yeah, I respect that.
So Paul just did what he did. He saw they started cheating, you know, not playing like men supposed to. So he just did the same thing, right? You know what I mean? He wanted to take the little cheap way out and play instead of playing like he's supposed to play. So that's what he just did. He did it back to him. And he was successful with the Philly, right?
Yeah, he should have gave that ball. He should have gave that ball to LeGarrette Blount, man, and just let him run straight through the A-gap.
That's who they need back. They need to go out and get LeGarrette Blount back. That's who they need to get back. They need to get LeGarrette Blount and wait for Ajayi to come back, and they right back in it. You know?
And Ajayi.
Oh, and Ajayi, yeah.
They're doing all right.
Let's go get Patrick Robinson. And
dude, I'm coming around to this idea. Resign Ajayi, bring Blount back. Clement will be back next year. Just have the same backfield.
Sproles.
And with Sproles. It'll be even better.
Bring them all back, Ikey.
Yep.
888-729-9494.
Can we get Dalk back?
He didn't play last year. Don't be silly.
He didn't?
Let me think.
Well, he was with the team. I mean, just bring him back. We didn't get everything back. Bo Allen. Can we trade for him?
Bo Allen, yeah, absolutely. Vinny Curry.
Trey Burton.
Get them all back. Rodney McLeod.
Yeah.
Who reworked his contract today. We'll talk to Elliot Shore-Parks coming up here in just a couple minutes, right at 3 o'clock.
His contract?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, it seems like the Eagles might have saved a big chunk of cap space. And we'll talk with Elliot. We'll get the ins and outs of the contract.
That's a hell of a pay cut, man.
Yeah. It's better than a pay cut of zero.
I don't know.
Or a pay cut of getting nothing.
I got to tell you, depending on where his health is, man. Rodney McLeod, 1.5. He could have hit the market and possibly made more money than 1.5 million.
That might tell you how far along he is on the,
the
recovery and his rehab.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
888-729-9494. Elliot Shore-Parks, our reporter for 94 WIP, Eagles reporter. He will join us coming up next to give us the ins and outs of that. We'll give our picks coming up. As well, like, and we'll. When I look at that game, right, the Philly special, and the strip sack, I got to go Philly special. The strip sack was more important in the game, but the first thing I think of is Philly. That's the first
you know
moment.
I'm going. You know I got to go strip sack.
Yeah.
If I'm choosing between the two, I got to go defensive play.
Got to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.